Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Samak Rishi Prabhuji on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 4.24.74. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call, Prabhuji?
If you take this Facebook, so you could come on the Facebook. I was told that if there is a Facebook, so you could see me also. So it could be like a live talk rather than just on the phone, just audio. It could be audio and video. So if anybody likes to come and open their Facebook, that's us. So I'm also having the Facebook, or it could be just on the phone. That's
yes, Prabhuji, we will share the link on our group. So anybody wants to come on Facebook, they can come on Facebook and see you, Prabhuji.
And at the same time, you want me to keep the phone also?
Yes, Prabhuji, because anybody wants to ask questions, they can ask questions.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandatnam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Vancha Kalpaturubhyasya Krapa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Adhishtare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Srimad Bhagavatam, text number 4, 2474. So chapter 24 and text number 74 of 4th canto. Athedam nityada yukto japanna vahita kuman achiratshreya apnoti vasudeva parayana. So translation purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A devotee of Lord Krishna, whose mind is always absorbed in Him, who with attention and reverence chants His stotra prayer, will achieve the greatest perfection of life without delay. So I just wanted to tell you that there are some other people on Facebook, mostly from India, that I was giving the class before. So just for them, that these are the prayers that has been like Lord Shiva is giving this to Prachita. So there was a king, Vijitashva, also named Antardhan. He was married to Sikandini. He had two wives. So from Sikandini, he had three sons. They were like a fire god, fire demigod. Another wife was Nabhasviti, and his son was his, and Vijitashva, Antardhan's son was Havirdhan. Havirdhan, he went to Havirdhani. And then he had six sons, but the eldest one was Barisat or Prachin Barisat. And Prachin Barisat had his wife was Shatudruti, and he had Prachetas. There were 10 children Prachetas, and before progeny they are producing more children. They went to the like for meditation for Jap on the ocean, and Lada Shiva appeared. And so their mind was absorbed in the Krishna with great attention and reverence, and they were chanting. So Lord Shiva is telling this, that so devotee of Lord Krishna, whose mind is always absorbed on Him, who with great attention and reverence chants this stotra that Shiva has given, will achieve the greatest perfection of life without delay. So we will be reading the purport. Perfection means becoming a devotee of the Lord. Perfection of life means to become a devotee of the Lord. Not that we accumulate so much wealth or so much prestige or so much entourage or position or political position. That is not a perfection of life. So now we have a human life, so we must make our life perfect. As stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 2:28, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakahi. The ultimate goal of life is Vasudeva or Krishna. any devotee of Lord Krishna can attain all perfection, material gain and liberation by offering prayers to him. So whatever material we want, anything material, we want perfection, we want to become free, means whatever that you we are needing, we should approach to Lord Krishna. That is the instruction that akamava sarvakamava moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajit purushapuram. Without any akama, we may not have any desire, or sarvakamava moksha kama, that is liberation if you want. Moksha kama udaradhi, so udar purush, one with a bigger heart or real knowledge, tivrena bhakti yogena, that by bhakti yoga they will worship Krishna. So we will read this more about Vasudeva Paraveda, this particular verse which is given by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, and then we go for further purport. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakaha, Vasudeva Prayoga, Vasudeva Parakriyaha, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Parambaha, Vasudeva Parodharma, Vasudeva Paragatihi. The revealed scripture, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna. I will explain this because this is a kind of prayer, and if we could remember this, it would be very, very nice for us. So I will go a little bit in detail about this, how this Vasudev is all in all. So Vasudeva Paraveda, ultimate object of Veda is Sri Krishna. Vasudeva Paramakai, Makai means yajna, sacrifice. So purpose of sacrifice is to please Sri Krishna, not to please any demigod, but to yajna should be performed. Yajna means yajna purush means Krishna. Yeah. So Vasudeva Para Yoga, the yoga means union with Krishna. Yoga is for realizing Sri Krishna. Vasudeva Para Kriya, whatever activity we are doing, that fruitive activities, they are rewarded by Krishna. The fruits are given by Krishna. So Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Sri Krishna is the supreme knowledge. Vasudeva Param Tapa, austerities are performed to know Sri Krishna. Vasudeva Paro Dharma, religion, dharma means dharma, the religion is loving service unto Krishna. Savai Punsham Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshaji, by which our Param Dharma, that our devotion to Lord Krishna is awakened. Dharma Yava. So, ahetuki apratihata, it should be without any desire for fruitive results. Apratihata, it should not be interrupted. Yena su prasidati. Only by this way, our atma would be happy. We all want some happiness or bliss. So, that happiness would come by performing our real dharma. So, Vasudeva Paro Dharma and Vasudeva Paragati, the supreme goal of life is Krishna, loving devotional service to Sri Krishna. So, Prabhupada is writing on this particular verse, and it is nice purport. This is verses 1 to 28, which has been quoted in this our current verse that we are reading, 4.74. That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is the only object of worship, is confirmed in these two shlokas. In Vedic literature, there is same objective. The objective is one's relationship and ultimately reviving our last loving service. We were with Krishna in loving devotional service, but wanted to enjoy independently of Krishna. So Krishna has created this material world. So we came to the material world, and then Maya gradually has enculfed us. So Veda substance is to re-establish loving relationship and with Krishna, which we have been lost loving relationship. So that is the purpose of the Veda. Purpose of the Shastra and Bhagavad Gita, the same theory is confirmed by Lord in his own words. The ultimate of the Vedas is to know him only. Vedeshya sarve aham eva vedya. Vedanta krat veda videh chaham. That I am the compiler of the Vedas, I am a writer of the Vedas, and purpose of the all Vedas is to understand Krishna. Vedeshya sarve aham eva. Krishna is saying that I should be known by the Veda. That is some substance of the Vedas. And Bhagavad Gita is also confirming the same thing. The ultimate purpose of the Vedas is to know him only. All the revealed scriptures are prepared by the Lord through his incarnation in the body of Srila Vyasadeva, just to remind the fallen soul, conditioned by material nature, that conditioned by these three modes of material nature. by Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamogun that we are conditioned. And we have to rise Tregunyu Vishayaveda, next Tregunyu Bhavarjana. We are in these three modes and we have to go beyond these three modes in Shuddha Sattva or Vasudev Sattva. No demigod can award freedom from material bondage. That is the verdict of all the Vedic literature. In India and everywhere, so many demigods, so many are worshipped, so many incarnations they come which are not really incarnations. Incarnations are described already in Srimad Bhagavatam or our revealed scripture. So if somebody is coming and that, oh yes, he is a god, here is a god. Only God is only one. There is not many, many gods. So no demigod can award freedom, and we all want to become free and go to the spiritual kingdom or even serve in loving devotional service even in this material world like a Jivan Mukta Purush. So impersonalists who have no information of the personality of Godhead minimize the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord and put him on equal footing with all other living beings. That Krishna, when he comes, that is the impersonalist. That he accepts, he is impersonal, is nirakar, and when he comes, he takes the akar from Maya. And that's why it is called Mayava, that Krishna takes form like us, with hard mass, with blood, bone, skin, means all these things are material things. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu khammano buddhi evacha ahankara iti yame bhinna prakriti astuda. So he takes these things, his body, his material, and when he goes back, then again he becomes nirakar. So they accept, and that is really engulfed whole India and everywhere. Practically 90% of the people are impersonalist. They don't feel that Krishna has a transcendental form. And then how we could develop our loving relation without knowing the Krishna and without knowing his form, that it is divyam. Janma karma che me divyam. So impersonalists have no knowledge that he has a Satchidananda form. They think that his form is material like us. So this person have very, very great difficulty to get out of this material bondage. They can surrender unto him only after many, many births in the culture of transcendental knowledge. Pahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvameti samatma sudurlava. So after many, many births of pious activity, then one may come to the knowledge that Vasudeva is all in all. Vasudeva sarvameti samatma sudurlava. So one may argue that the Vedic activities are based on sacrificial ceremony, but all the sacrifices are also meant for realizing the truth about Vasudeva. Another name of Vasudeva is Yajna, sacrifice. Vasudeva para makaha, makai. Makai means the sacrifice. So all sacrifice and all activities are to be conducted for the satisfaction of Yajna or Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. This is the case also with the yoga system. So yoga is also meant, yoga means a union, to get in touch with the Supreme Lord. The process, however, includes several bodily features such as asana, dhyan, pranayam, all this astanga yoga. And all of them are meant for concentrating upon the localized aspect of Vasudev represented as Paramatma. So Paramatma realization is but partial realization of the Vasudev. And if one is successful in that attempt, one realizes Vasudev in full. But by ill luck, most yogis are stranded by the powers of the mysticism, by this process, dhyan, dharana, samadhi. So they get certain yogic powers and they just become eluded by the yogic power and cannot go to all the way realizing Krishna. So that is their ill luck by performing this yogic processes. Ill-fated yogis are given a chance in the next birth by being. So if they cannot become successful, then they get a birth in the family of Brahmanas, means Vaishnavas, or family of Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brasta Vijayate, who become Yoga Brasta. Then they develop either in Suchinam, Suchinam means one who are very devoted family, or Srimatam, one who are very rich family. They take their birth and again go further in their attempt. But most of the persons, they are captivated by the material wealth, honor, and thus they practically forget the aim of life. So, and the knowledge culture, according to the Bhagavad Gita, there are 18 items in culturing knowledge. By such culture of knowledge, one becomes gradually prideless. devoid of vanity. These are the objects of knowledge that one should develop. This non-violence, forbearing, simple, devoted to the great spiritual master, and self-control. By culture of knowledge, one becomes unattached. If we understand what is the purpose of this life, and this is for Indians, it is very easy to take it. But now we have been so much with the Western kachan and Western glittering, we forgot our own culture. And that's why Prabhupada, but it is still, people have so much faith. I'm in India, and for any festival, 10,000, 20,000 people to gather together is not a difficult thing. But people are misled by the teachers, and they are not given the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita has everything practically. One can become a pure devotee of the Lord just by understanding the Bhagavad Gita. One does not have to know about the Bhagavatam. One may say that, yes, there are descriptions of the devotees and Krishna himself. But the knowledge can come that we will have attraction for Krishna reading Bhagavatam by Bhagavad Gita. And it is a complete knowledge. By culture of knowledge, one becomes unattached to the earth and home, and becomes conscious of the miseries due to death, birth, dukkha doshanu darshanam. Janma mrityu chara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. We should see that it is a suffering, and all culture of knowledge culminates in devotional service to the personality of God at Vasudev. So Vasudev is the ultimate and aim in culturing all different branches of knowledge. Culture of knowledge leading one to the transcendental plane of meeting Vasudev is real knowledge. Ultimately, to understand Vasudev, that is real knowledge, and engage in devotional service. Just to know Vasudev is not all enough. That is, but you have, when you know Gyan and Vigyan, Gyan that is the science. So Vigyan, that is that we have to engage in devotional service. That is the real Vigyan. Physical knowledge in its various branches is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita as Agyan, or the opposite of real knowledge. The ultimate aim of physical knowledge is to satisfy the senses. Physical means this material knowledge. That is not Vigyan at all, which means prolongation of the terms of material existence, and thereby a continuation of the threefold miseries. Anyway, so this is about Vasudev, and we will read more for the purport of the original verse. Athedam nityada yukto japanna vahita puman achira se apnoti vasudeva parayana. So there are many varieties of prayers to Lord of Krishna chanted by great sages and great personalities, such as Lord of Brahma and Lord of Shiva. Lord of Krishna is known as Shiva Viranchi Nutam, that is given in 11.5.35. Shiva means Lord of Shiva, Viranchi means Brahma. Both of these demigods are engaged in offering prayer to Lord Vasudev, Krishna. If we follow in the footsteps of such great personalities and become devotees of Lord Krishna, our lives will become successful. So, unfortunately, people do not know this secret. Nati vidu swartha gati vishnu. This is a quotation from Bhagavatam 7.5.31. So we will go for both of those verses from Bhagavatam. It is impossible to become satisfied by trying to adjust the external energy without thinking that I will change this situation, and I will be happy. But one will never be happy in the material world. It is stamped, rubber stamped by Krishna, Dukhalayam, Ashashvatam. So whatever is in our fate, destiny, or whatever that we have done in the past life, we will get it automatically. We don't go to buy suffering. Automatically you will get happiness. But this is material happiness. We should be happy in Krishna consciousness. So, it is impossible to become satisfied by trying to adjust the external energy without being a devotee of Lord Krishna. One can only be baffled and confused. To save living entity from such a calamity, Lord Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, Nam Janvanaman Se Jnanavat Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamit Samatma Sudurlava. After many births and deaths, a wise man surrenders unto me, knowing very well that I, Vasudev, am everything. Such a great place, very rare. We can achieve whatever benediction you want simply by becoming devotee of Vasudev. So we talked about Vasudev. Now I will just Nate vidu swartha gati mi Vishnu. This is 7531, 19. duraashaya ye bahir artha manira. Bahir artha means outside. Andha yathandhair upaniyamana te pisha tantryam urudamni baddha. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted their leader or guru, a similar blind man attached to the external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of the Lord, Vishnu. A blind man guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall in a ditch. Materially attached man led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of the fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold misery. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik. So this is what is going on, a blind leading the blind. Or somebody is a drowning man. And if he is drowning himself, how he could protect the another drowning person? If we are bound up, so we have to take shelter of a person who is free, who is in knowledge, and so who is either Krishna himself take his shelter, or some saintly people, or who are free, or a spiritual master. So since there are always be a different opinion between demons and devotees, Hiranyakashipu, when criticized by his son Prahlad Maharaj, should not have been surprised that Prahlad Maharaj differed from his way of life. So everybody is different, everybody is individual. Nonetheless, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry and wanted to rebuke his son for deriding his teacher or his spiritual master who had been born in the Brahman family of the great Acharya Shukracharya. Shukra means a semen, and Acharya refers to a teacher or guru. Hereditary gurus, in a seminal progeny, our spiritual masters have been accepted everywhere. That means his father was guru, then the son becomes also automatically guru or acharya. But that is not the correct way. He should have the knowledge and he should be practicing himself. Acharya means acharati. He should also behave in that way. So hereditary guru or spiritual masters have been accepted everywhere since the time immemorial, but Prahlad Maharaj declined to accept such a seminal guru or take instruction from him. An actual guru is Shrotiya. Shrotiya, one who has heard or received perfect knowledge through parampara, the Vedic disciplic succession. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not recognize a seminal spiritual master. He rejected even Prahlad Maharaj's son Virochan and his son Bali Maharaj. He also rejected his guru Shukracharya. Such spiritual masters are not at all interested in Vishnu. Indeed, they are hopeful of material success. Bahir artha manina. Bahir artha means outside, material thing. The word bahi means external. Artha means interest. And manina means take it seriously. Practically, everyone is unaware of the spiritual world. The knowledge of this materialist is restricted within the 4 billion miles limit of this material world. That is one. So like this, there are many, many material planets or material universes. But beyond the material universe is that there is a spiritual kingdom. The boundary is Virya River. Then there is a effulgence of the body of Krishna. Then there are many, many Vaikuntha planets. And beyond the Vaikuntha planet is the Krishna Loka. So they do not know that beyond the material world is the spiritual world. Unless one is devotee of the Lord, one cannot understand the existence of the spiritual world. By scientific knowledge, one cannot know. Teachers who are simply interested in the material world are described in this word as andha. They are blind. And such blind men may lead many other blind followers without true knowledge of material condition. But they are not accepted by devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Some blind teachers being interested in the external material world are always bound by the strong ropes of material nature. So one more verse that has been quoted here is Deyam Sada Paribhava Padam Abhista Doham Tirthas Padam Shiva Viranchi Shiva Virinchi Nutam Sharanyam Bratyartiham Pratapala Bhavabdipotam Vande Mahapurushati Charanaravindam. My dear Lord, you are the Mahapurush, the supreme personality of Godhead, and I worship your lotus feet, which are the only external object of meditation. So these are all the prayers. And if we learn those prayers, I mean, there are many, many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam by demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and Prahlad Maharaj and Guru Maharaj and Ambarish Maharaj and Yudhishthir Maharaj. And so there are many, many prayers, and we could take those prayers and make our own prayers and not listen to our prayers. So here it has been said, you are the Mahapurush, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I worship your lotus feet, which are the only eternal objects of meditation. Those feet destroy the embarrassing condition of material life and freely award the greatest desire of the soul. The attainment of your love of Godhead, my dear Lord, your lotus feet are the shelter of all holy places and of all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service and are honored by powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. My Lord, you are so kind that you willingly protect all those who simply bow down to you with respect, and thus you mercifully relieve all the distress of your servants. In conclusion, my Lord, your lotus feet are actually the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death, and therefore even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva seek shelter at your lotus feet. So we should also take shelter, firmly catching the hold of the Krishna, that please protect me, please give shelter to your lotus feet. And so those prayers are very, very, very nice, and we should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. And also, whoever comes into this contact with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his movement, Krishna Varnam Chosha Krishnam, Sangopangasra Parshadam, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajanti Sumedasa. Krishna Varnam means every time we speak Krishna, or he is a blackish, he is blackish color, but mostly Krishna Varnam, Varna means alphabets. So Krishna, Tvasha Akrishna, but he is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color is Akrishna, Sango Pangas, and he comes with his all the Sang and Sango and Parshats and all his entourage. Yeah, and he is the founder Acharya of this Sankirtan movement. So that is the best that is brought by Srila Prabhupada to the Western countries, and we should take it very seriously. Deyam Sada, always be meditating upon the lotus feet. And there is no hard and fast rule, particularly in this Sankirtan Yajna. So that is the Yajna authorized process for this Kali Yuga. This mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that should be executed always. So this is also a prayer that, oh my dear Lord, oh energy of the Lord, please engage me in your loving devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Nam Namakari Bahudani Jasarva Shaktis Tatrar Pitani Amites Munadena Kala Eta Drashitava Krapa Bhagavanamapi Guru Deva Darsham Yajani Nanuraga. So Krishna has invested all this potency in his holy name, and there are no fast, hard and fast rules for chanting such names. So according to Kal, Desha, Niyama are regulations of time and place, that is not there in chanting. Normally there are strict regulations in governing the time, season, place, condition. So like demigod worship, there are so many rules and regulations, and it's become so hard. It should be particular time, particular mantra, otherwise demigod become angry, and there, whatever they are giving is very, very temporary, and they cannot give you liberation or love of Godhead. So why to unnecessarily waste our time in demigod worship and so many other gods that we create our own, which are not existing, and we get just remain into the material world. So one should chant the holy name Krishna everywhere, at all times, 24 hours a day. So even if you are engaged in Krishna's service, at the same time you could remember, like the gopis' example, that the gopis, they are cleaning their house, they are putting like cow dung on the house walls and the floor, or they are grinding the grains, or they are churning the butter and milking the cows, or taking care of the children. So in every time that one just takes this, remember Krishna, remember his pastimes, remember his beautiful form. So the process is so easy for a simple-minded. But if you think that I'm a big man, I'm very, very rich, I'm feeding so many people, or by the post, or by in so many ways, if you become proudy, then they cannot really chant, or they cannot see Krishna's form. Paribhava sthanam. In Kali Yuga, human society is infected with enviousness. So there is great envy even among members of the same family who constantly quarrel in this age. Similarly, neighbors are envious of each other and of each other's position and status. An entire nation burning with envy go to war unnecessarily at the risk of genocide caused by terrible modern weapons like we have now. So this is all because of the envy. Why America is higher? Why they are earning more? Let me take their position. So this is all the reason behind all this, because of godlessness. If everyone chants, becomes God conscious and sankirtan and glorify the Lord, then Lord will take care of all these problems. It will become like a Ram Rajya. So all these harassments caused by family members, strangers, so-called friends, who are unfaithful, opposite nations, financial competition, social disgrace, cancers, or this coronavirus can be relieved by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not possible to save the material body, but one who takes shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loosens the heart knot of the heart that psychologically binds him to the hallucination of identity with the external body. We are not the body or the subtle material mind. Once this false identification is broken, one can be blissful in any adverse material condition. Those who foolishly try to make the temporary body eternal are wasting their time. We cannot live here forever and neglecting the actual process, so we should take seriously and we should make the permanent life. We don't want to make our houses on the bridge, and we should take firmly to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Tirthas Padam means that the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the shelter of all holy places. As the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, we often find, especially the poor third world countries, that it is very difficult for people to travel to India to visit the most exalted holy places such as Vrindavan, Mayapur. In South America, it is very difficult for a large number of devotees to visit such places in India and purify themselves. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that simply by worshipping him, Vaishnavas throughout the world receive the benefit of having visited the supreme holy place, namely the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we worship wherever there is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, holy places are there. We say that there is one out of the five prominent places, prominent things that we should live in a holy place. But holy place is Madbhakti Yatra Dayanti Tatra Tishtami Narada. Wherever my devotees are singing my glories, I am there. So one may not be able to come to holy places, but they could have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing glories, and that is also a holy place. So there is no loss for followers of Krishna consciousness movement despite their external situation. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has stated, he is saying, in this age, the world is so polluted by sinful life that it is very difficult to become free from all the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Still, one who is faithfully serving the missionary work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need not fear occasional, unavoidable symptoms of Kali Yuga. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly follow the four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. They try to always chant Hare Krishna and engage in the service of the Lord. So it may happen that by accident or occasional symptom of Kali Yuga, such as envy, anger, lust, greed, may momentarily appear in the life of a devotee. But if such a devotee is actually surrendered at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, such an unwanted symptom or anartha will quickly disappear. So, yes, Shiva, Viranchi, they are all praying to the Lord. So we should also pray to the Lord. So Lord Shiva is telling through this verse that we should be engaged in prayer. We should be engaged in one prayer, is Krishna chanting the holy name. So Lord Shiva is telling to all these prachitas, 10 of them. And so we should take to that in our own life very seriously and make our life successful. So I will end here. If there is any questions or comments, we could take. And next time, if it is possible to go on the Facebook, that would be more easy for everyone. So,
thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a very beautiful class. If anybody have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji.
Thank you so much Prabhuji.
Thank you so much Prabhuji, very nice class, wonderful points for introspection and, you know, observing. Very grateful to your class. So one question, Prabhuji, you are talking about this envy and how, you know, it's so much prevalent in this world and among different countries. And we also see that, you know, we have been trained to be like that, like since the beginning of our lives, it's always competition in the school and in college, and you know, you have to come first and things like that. And with that background only we come to Krishna consciousness also, and you know, we hear that everything else can be dovetailed but envy cannot, and it's very you know, very bad to envy the devotees. But we see that that is still prevalent, and in your life also you must have come across so many situations like that. So we see how Shishupal, out of envy, he couldn't, you know, dovetail in or become a devotee. But at the same time, Jaga and Madai, who are sinful, they got the mercy of the Lord. So can you give us some tips, Prabhuji, how to handle this very, you know, ugly demon and yeah, be purified?
It's a very, very prominent in Kali Yuga, this envy business. This Jaga and Madai, they surrendered to Lord Nityananda. They surrendered, and because of that, they got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they forgave. So surrendering is one, that we should have humility to surrender. Another thing, Ishvardha, competition is not bad. But envy means we could also do more than somebody else. That is all right in classes or anywhere. But when we become free, that why he has that, why I don't have that. But this would go away because we are not Krishna conscious. By chanting, following the regulative principles, by knowing that everybody has a certain destiny and whatever they must have done something in the previous life. So understanding Krishna's point and Krishna consciousness, then one would not become envy. It is the demonic tendency. And so the solution is, again, to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, be very simple, and accept whatever is in the destiny of ours. And but destiny does not prevent us from taking the shelter of Lord Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanaya. So he is the most magnanimous. And because of his magnanimity, he forgave Jagai and Madhai, who were sinful, but they did not do any Vaishnava prath. So if we don't perform Vaishnava prath, and at the same time we take to the process of Krishna consciousness very seriously and serve Vaishnava, serve devotees, then this tendency will gradually, it will root off, it will go away. So the solution is chanting, and that will mitigate all kinds of this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, madan, matsarya. Matsarya is envy. And Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is, well, this envy is completely kicked out. So that would be, that will happen, but it may take certain time. It depends on how deeply rooted it is. in somebody who has done some pious activity from before, like Hiranyakashipu was envious of his own son, that why he is worshipping Vishnu, I am God. So that is a great envy for him, and he wanted to even kill his son. But son changed that mentality at the end. He asked Lord Narasimhadev that please forgive my father, and he says that not just your father, but even 21 generations will be liberated. So, and because Prahlad was a devotee, if we become a devotee, our envy would go away. Even you could make another person or in your family or your own son or daughter devotee, then our life is would be, we will become free, we would become free of enviousness. Yes, that is, you, as you said, it is a root. It is a root, has been rooted for long, long time. God knows for how long. But anyway, once we come to Krishna consciousness, that problem would not be there. It could be solved by just taking the process of Krishna consciousness.
Thank you.
Okay,
so much.
I hope it helps.
Thank you, Prabhuji, with your vast experience and your hearing from you is very, very powerful. Thank you so much for taking time off and coming to this conference class, giving us your association.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu. This is Nina from Naperville, Chicago. It's so wonderful to hear your voice again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
With regards to this verse, so we understand that we are not perfect. We are trying to be perfect, and perfection means becoming a devotee of the Krishna, etc. Now, let's say a hypothetical question. It's a hypothetical, we become perfect. So what happens? We become perfect, we are saying we are going back to Krishna land or Golokam. Now the question is, Prabhuji, when do we start developing a spiritual body with which we can go back to Golokdham? So simultaneously we are developing a spiritual body, Prabhu? Or let's say when a pure devotee of the Lord, he sheds his material body, immediately he's granted a spiritual body, or it takes a while? He hangs in somewhere in the middle and then goes back.
Okay. So, Nina ji, let me answer to this thing. See, one thing is that if we use our everything, all the, even it is a material body, it is spiritualized. Just like the iron you put in a hot, like in a fire, it takes a fiery quality. So, if we use our material body in the service of the Lord, then it is really spiritual, just like we don't cremate the body of a spiritual master or sannyasi just because his body is transcendental. Like we have a samadhi of Srila Prabhupada. So that is one thing. There are several points that I would like to point that out. Another thing that, yes, when we die, only our gross body remains here, but subtle body goes along with the soul. So subtle body goes, and then after the millennium, or when the Brahma's life is over, then we enter into the body of Mahavishnu. So, but when we become purified, when we go, it's not necessary that loving devotional service could be done here. But many devotees who have taken a devotional life, then Krishna sends them to a planet where he is still performing his pastime, and you assist in his pastime. So you may take a birth in the planet, because Krishna's Leela is going on in from one planet to another, like Krishna consciousness. 24 hours you could hear Govinda Madhi Purusha, means the deity service, or when the curtains are open or Shringar Arati is going on practically every hour if you just watch it, because there are temples all over. So there are universes, other places where Krishna is still performing his pastimes, like when he came 5,000 years ago. So we participate there, and then you may be transferred. Being trained more, you could be transferred to the spiritual kingdom. But when we go through this Virya River is a boundary between all the material planets and the spiritual planet. So there is a Brahma Jyoti, and then all the Vaikuntha planets are floating in that, and beyond Vaikuntha planet is Krishna Dho. So when we go to this Virya River, then the subtle body also dissolves. Otherwise, subtle body, if we have to take rebirth again in the material world, then we enter into body of Mahavishnu, at the time of devastation. So body, you subtle body does dissolve, like mind, intelligence and false ego, they remain because they are also subtle material elements. They are elements of material nature. So you go in pure spiritual form and you develop a, that soul is so tiny, but when he goes to the spiritual kingdom, they take all the spiritual, Satchid and Ananda. So we get those body which is not material. We get a spiritual transcendental body in the spiritual world. And we serve Krishna. We could serve Krishna in the material world. We could serve the spiritual world, because material world is also Krishna's one of the energy, although it is an inferior energy, and we should not live, because every step there is so many envious people and other things are there. So our place, the real home, is back home, back to Godhead, the spiritual kingdom. And one can go there if he is simple and takes to the process lying down, or which has been delineated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we take to that, it is easy. We could go in this lifetime also. It is possible. And if we have still certain attachment to the material things that we want to enjoy, then Krishna gives you another and another body. So if it remains incomplete, he takes birth in Suchi Naam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. So if you are a Yoga Brashta, then we can take birth in a devotee family or in family of a rich man, that we don't have to worry about maintenance of our body. And we could continue the process. But Krishna consciousness is never lost. It continues from whatever, wherever position you are in. One day it will come that you will perfect it. Because if you take 5%, then it will start from 5.1% in the next life. Krishna creates that situation. And also the greatest danger is to go through 8.4 million species of life. And that could also not happen in Krishna consciousness. Because devotional service can only be performed in a human life. So our human life is guaranteed, and we don't have to go through the sansar through it, so many species of life. So it saves us. Neha bhikramana susti pratyavayona vidyate svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mato bhayat. That greatest danger is to go in the material whirlpool of so many life. Punarapi jananam punarapi maranam janani jathare agnish. So we guys go one mother to another mother and suffer birth, death, old age and disease. They are all suffering. So we would not be suffering. We would not suffer to all this if we take to Krishna consciousness and progress gradually and gradually. Or you could do by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. We could go in this lifetime. If we cure for attachment of enjoying fruitive activity. Fruitive means we want the fruits for our senses. But if we could devotee our all the propensity. You want to eat nice, offer to Krishna and take his prasad. You want to have a family, then let be family, like it is family of Krishna given to you as a caretaker. So you take custodian, that you take care of that. And that way, we should not feel it is mine. Nothing is ours. Isha vashyam idam saram yat kena jagatyam jagat tena tityakena bhujji kama agrada kashi sudadhanam. So we should not be thinking that this is mine, I am the proprietor, I am the, because most of the people, they think that, yes, I am the Malik. I own this. But we don't own anything. We come empty-handed and go empty-handed. So there is so much to say. So I really went too much. But I hope that you, I answer to your question. That whether we go with this body or what kind of body. When we get, minute we go to the spiritual kingdom, we get a spiritual body. Means it is not material like what we see here.
Yes, Rabbi, wonderfully explained. So, yes, Rabbi, you're so right. The real devotees can dissolve their subtle body here itself. However, us, we have to go around and shed the subtle body before we enter. Yes, Rabbi, it's always reaffirmed by your wonderful thoughts and knowledge. Many pranams.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. Thank you Prabhu, for the nice class. Prabhuji, in this verse 74 that we were reading, this offering, it, right Prabhu, when we recite this Rudra Gita, there is benefit. So how do we like quantify, if somebody asks, you know, if I eat, my stomach is full, so I tangibly can say that, But here, if we recite this this chants, right, prayers, how do we, you know, quantify what benefit we see?
Prabhu, the way of quantifying is that how much our attachment to the matter is reduced. And if we are still attached to sense enjoyment to the matter, then naturally it takes, then we are still on the same place. So our attachment to enjoying propensity independent of Krishna, you enjoy with Krishna, not independent of that, then you are progressing. Progress is seen, or you could judge yourself, that how much attraction I have, if we are thoughts, in our mind, in our activity, in our dealings, is still the same way, like in karmi, then we are not progressing. But if you take to these prayers, you take to Krishna consciousness, then it is natural that yes, we are advancing. And you are for Krishna, for chanting, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayers, they call it Nayanam Gal. Daladashudharaya Vodanam Gadgad Rudaya Gira Polakar Nikitam Vapupada Savanama Grahane Bhavishati. So some time should come that we feel so much attraction for the holy name, so much attraction for hearing the Shastra, associating with devotees, serving the deities, eating only Krishna Prasad, following all the rules and regulations. So unless we are not advancing in that way, then how we could say that I am doing something great or better? Or so we have to see our own, or someone else can also judge also. If he is an advanced devotee, then he can also judge whether you are advancing in Krishna consciousness or not. I'm not saying you don't have to maintain the body, but that is one thing. And having too much attraction, that is all in all, and not thinking that Krishna consciousness. So our thought process, our psychology, or where our mind is going, that one would know himself if he sees or deeply or thinks or contemplates or revises his whole day activity, that what is happening, am I advancing or not? You could say yourself.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Yes. No, but if there is any another counter question, you could certainly ask. If there is something else is there that is in your mind, please let us just discuss.
No, Prabhu, this was it, and one point became very clear for me during this lecture. I had some confusion in one Bhagavad Gita verse, right? What does perfection mean, right? So Prabhupada clearly says in the first verse, what is perfection?
Which verse is that?
No, in the seventh chapter, there is verse, right, Prabhu? I'm looking, right, Prabhu? Yeah, the seventh chapter, yeah, Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kaschin Yatati Siddhaye Yatati Api Siddhanam Kaschin
Mam Veti Tatvata, right. So, yeah, Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kaschin Yatati Siddhaye. The Siddha means understanding that I am not this body, that is Siddha. That I am not this body, I am this spirit soul. But that understanding itself is not enough. Then out of those many people like who are obtained, so Siddhi means no attachment to anything material. But still you have to engage in devotional service. Means you have been given the arms, legs, intelligence. So all these things, Rashikesha Rashikena Sivanam Bhaktir Uchyate or Uttama. So that we should use all the senses in service of the master of the sense, which is Krishna. So Siddhanam, that very few people out of millions, they become Siddha. Then out of many Siddhas, then becoming a devotee of the Lord is much more higher. Yatatam api Siddhanam, Kashin mam veti tatvata. But knowing by truth is very, very rare. So it may be in millions, there may be one or person that who may be a pure devotee of the Lord. And we should take shelter of that kind of person. So, you have rightly quoted this verse, that it's not that easy. But if you have a very simple heart and take to this seriously and follow the process, then you can advance further.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Great.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam. Thank you for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you said that, you know, we ourselves can understand if we are progressing in Krishna consciousness or not. The problem is, while we are, you know, judging ourselves, we overestimate our activities, and we might, it can be mental concoction that we are thinking that I am, you know, advancing in Krishna consciousness, but which may not be true. And we keep on being in that illusion that, okay, I'm getting advanced in Krishna consciousness. So how to understand whether we are really advancing or it is a mental concoction that, you know?
No, very nice question. You put it very rightly. But you would know by whether you are still, your thoughts, your mentality is going to enjoy the senses. That you could see that you have, oh, let me have this. Let me have such and such things. Then that is still, and then still you are thinking yourself advanced. Then we are befooling ourselves. So yes, it could be mental concoction, and many people have that. Oh, I am chanting. I am doing very nicely. And many people who donate money or have some luxurious life or politicians, they all are concocting in their way. Unless it is with sadhu, shastri, and guru. So you have to compare. You have to see by the eyes, not just your own judgment, but also at the same time, whether my life is like another devotee, sadhu means a pure devotee of the Lord, or how your guru is telling you, or third is according to the shastrik. So shastri is the evidence, shastra praman. So that has to be there, not our own mind that we just think that I am advancing or I am not advancing. So you have to see from the angle of not only ours, we may misjudge and we may concoct, but we have to take through sadhu, shastra, and guru also and take their opinion. You have to reveal your mind to others, where your mind is going, where your senses are going, and then revealing and then hearing from them in confidence. That could give somewhat more clue than your own thinking.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So since you have told how to understand, how to know whether it is mental concoction or not. So once we realize we are actually advancing, how to keep ourselves grounded so that pride do not take over, and we understand that we are nothing but the mercy of the Vaishnavas, Guru Maharaj and Krishna. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been where we are. How to keep ourselves grounded, Prabhu?
Just chanting and regularly reading scriptures and hearing from the Shastra. So, Shastra Praman. So we have to take to the Sat Shastra like Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we should really keeping our mind focused on those. Then life of many, many devotees like Bhaktamal, that is how the other lives of so many are given already in Srimad Bhagavatam. But you could read life story of so many, what they have done. And am I doing in the same line or not? Mahajano yena gathasa pantaka. That wherever the Mahajans are going, that is the path. So you have to see that I am still doing the same way like any another devotee is doing. Not really comparing with them, that I am greater than him or not, but at least what way they have done and whether we are following in their footsteps.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Yeah, grounding would be that you have to read the scripture, meditate on Krishna. Our mind attachment should be on Krishna rather than letting it go either and thither. And so advancement in material life and advancement in spiritual life, there are two directions. So if we are so much attached to material world, naturally we are still in the material world. We are not advancing in Krishna consciousness. So at least we should spend so much time in our self, judging ourselves and asking, revealing, at least you should have at least one advanced devotee as a friend to whom you could really reveal your mind.
So Prabhuji, then it gives another question that you are saying reading scripture, like being a parent, we don't get all the time. I mean, though I do not work outside, but at home, being a parent, it becomes a little difficult sometimes to invest ourselves. Like when I see other devotees who are so sincere, reading the scripture so nicely, scrutinizing the scripture and reading what Srila Prabhupada has instructed us.
I'm just not able to do as much as them, and Krishna consciousness seems sometimes really difficult to advance, at least if not to maintain. So as a parent, as a mother, what tip will you give me or any of my state? What will you give me advice, Prabhu, so that I can remain and at least little advancement if I can?
Yeah, gradual advancement means you have to give up asat sangha tyagi vaishnav achara. That asat sangha, that we have attachment, not attachment, but we sang are associated with so many which is not essential. Dharamya charcha, or talking about somebody else's what they are doing, wasting time in TV, or eating somewhere else. So if you reduce, like you get some time, reducing your sleep, sleeping earlier, waking up earlier, finish your rounds earlier, do your household work, yes, you have to do. You may be doing a job, so that is. But while doing all these things, you have to dovetail in Krishna consciousness. Just think your object as the home, as service to Krishna, your work, and then you are cooking for Krishna, you are taking care of that, my children and home, they all belong to Krishna. So use your all the senses in service of the Master of Krishna. And gradually, Krishna is it everything. So don't lament that even if you don't have time, you will get time if you change your mentality as a service to Krishna on everything. So dovetailing with all these things and also trying to remove unnecessary things which comes in our mind or in which we are engaged. I don't know how your whole 24 hour goes, but if you change some habits, you will get more time and you will be able to read the scriptures or hear at least some classes. There are many, many advanced classes by advanced devotees. So we dwell on those things rather than on it
all. Okay, Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your tips, Prabhupada. And watching
you. You are listening to these tapes. It is nice, Prabhupada, chanting. Okay. Hare Krishna. So should we end now? Or if there is anyone has any comments, questions, discussions?
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in future. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Yevacha Patitanam Pavani Yanta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hiskri Samakrishi Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your attention.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad Pranam.